build a skyscraper with your English. Here in Vaughan, we will help you build a solid foundation. And then together, we will move forward with that skyscraper.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to... That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we are in the second half of today's program. What does that mean? That means we've already flown through 1 hour and we've only got another hour to go. But before you know it, guys, Ximena will be joining us. That's at 12:30. So make sure you guys stick around after my show because she's always got a lot of cool stuff to teach you. That's coming up right after this, Test Your English. And speaking of Test Your English, that's something we do here on this show quite a bit as well. In fact, we test your listening skills and much, much more. So let's, speaking of those listening skills, we need to play our Say What soundbite for you guys for the third time. Now, let me just tell you that right now, as of right now, nobody has gotten it all. Understandably so. I didn't expect anybody to get all of that in one go or even in two goes. So this is the third one, guys. Good luck. You're going to hear it this time and one more. So grab that pen and write this down.
I think what happens is that, you know, when you get something like MTV, it's like regular television. You know, you get it, and at first it's novel and it's brand new, and then you watch every channel, every show,
right,
and then you become a little more selective and more selective until ultimately you wind up with a radio.
All right, folks, there you go. That is the third listen. You're going to get one more over there. And as I said, if you know what this person is saying, you can tell us on Twitter. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. All right, let's go back to today's Double Trouble section. And Nacho, a nice round of applause for everybody. Really. You know, there might be a mistake or two out there, but collectively, you guys did a fucking fantastic job. Fantastic job. And sometimes, you know, these seem like the easy ones, but they can be the trickier ones in the end. So let's look at this. So how do we say y encima? O como si, que si no fuera poco, right? You guys say y encima. Well, you can say, and on top of that, no, igual. And on top of that, that's one way to say it. I had another one in mind, and you know what? I accept both of them. Because some of you put, and on top of that, or and on top of it. Pero también hay otra forma que decimos. And it's, and to top it all off, right? To top it all off is the expression. That means, como si fuera poco, right? So to, and some people use it with off and some without. So if you guys put without off, that's fine. And to top it all, I lost my job. Right? And to top it all off, o sea, con el off o sin el off, ahí. Pero también te vale, and on top of that, right? Porque obviamente acabas de contar algo. Pues encima de eso, on top of that, or on top of it, I lost my job. So to top it all, or to top it all off, which means, yeah, and you want to hear the best part, and usually it's sarcastic, right? You're using, and to top it all off, I got a flat tire, right? Tuve un pinchazo, right? to top it all off. Okay, good. So we got the first part of the sentence here. Y encima, o como si fuera poco. And to top it all off, le robó la camiseta. Now, le robó, I didn't say he or she, right? That's up to you guys. He stole or she stole his or her, no especifique, top. That's right, top. Now, you're saying top es parte de arriba. Pero qué es una camiseta? La parte de arriba, ¿no? Los pantalones, the pants, is the bottom part, the top. ¿Conocéis? Hay una tienda aquí, yo creo que es en España, Top Shop, la tienda de camisetas. ¿Qué venden? Pues camisetas, me imagino que vaqueros también. But, so, I could say to Nacho, hey, nice shirt, nice t-shirt, or nice top. Where did you get that top? Now, there are many different kinds of tops. You've got a t-shirt, right? And then you can get short-sleeved or long-sleeved. Manga larga, manga corta. Then you have a tank top, right? Now, a tank top is sleeveless. A tank top is the one with no sleeves, just straps over the shoulder. You can see your back with a tank top and your chest a bit, right? Then you have a crop top. Now, these were popular in the 80s and 90s in rock videos, but I don't know if they're still popular. A crop top, crop es cortado. O sea, que literalmente se te ve toda la barriga. It's called a crop top, right? Because it's been cropped. Si trabajáis con edición de fotos, it's to crop a picture. Crop también es cosecha, hablando de double troubles, right? So crop top, high waistline, exposing your belly. Okay, the next one is a tube top. Now, a tube top is interesting because there are no straps. So it's sleeveless and strapless. Yo no sé, es como un tubo, literalmente, ¿no? It's like a tube top. There are no sleeves, so it's literally, es un trozo de tela, realmente, redondo, es lo que te pones ahí, right? Because there's no strap. Strap es tirante, I think, right? So strapless and sleeveless. So those are just some kind of tops. It's not just t-shirts. It can be any kind of top. And I got to tell you something, now that I'm thinking about it, podríamos haber hecho un triple trouble. A top también es un juguete para niños, pero ahora no me acuerdo cómo se dice en español. A top. ¿Qué es esto, Nacho? Es algo que le das la vuelta con los dedos. It's a top. It spins y gira. No sé esta palabra. Una peonza puede ser. Yeah, yeah. Ahí es. Esa es. Peonza. It's called, o sea, tienes otro. Podría haber sido un triple trouble. Le robó la camiseta y la peonza. Stole his top and his top. All right, guys, so there you, did you ever think you were going to get fashion vocabulary from me? The guy who wears jeans and black t-shirts every day? All right, well, guys, lo bueno de llevar lo mismo todos los días, nunca tienes que pensar. Tengo vaqueros negros, camisetas negras, ya está. I know, it's a little bit dark, but that's my style. Sorry, guys. I'll leave the colored tops for you guys. All right, so great job to everybody. Y encima, o como si fuera poco, le robó la camiseta y la peonza. And to top it all off, he stole her top and her top. Lo acabamos de hacer, un triple trouble. All right, well, guys, I think it's time for a section where we learn English with music. It's called Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... Hello? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Oh, they know the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. But before we get into Name That Lyric, I've got to say something over here. And that is that looks like we've got two winners, two people who got today's Say What soundbite. So Nacho, a nice round of applause for Mr. Houses and H. Veronica. Wow. Now, I didn't check to see if it's all right, but hey, not bad, not bad. Just the fact that you could get it all down after three listens is quite impressive, guys, even if there is a mistake or two, which I'm not sure, all right? But great job, H. Veronica and Mr. Houses over there on the Say What soundbite. Those of you who still haven't gotten it, don't worry, you will have another listen shortly. But right now, let's get into today's Name That Lyric. Okay, if you know the song lyric I'm referring to, you can tell us on Twitter. Espera, chica. Enséñame qué te ha hecho. Ponte de pie, chiquilla. Un corazón roto no puede ser tan mal. Cuando se ha acabado. El destino torcerá a ambos. Así que, vente, chica. Vente por aquí. Déjame ser el que te enseña o demuestra, ¿no? Que soy el que quiero estar contigo. En todo lo profundo, espero que lo sientes también. Esperando en colas verdes y azules, solo para ser el próximo, para estar contigo. Levanta tu confianza. Así puedes estar arriba alguna vez, o encima, ¿no? Arriba o encima, que ya hemos visto, es on top, otra vez, right? Despierta. ¿A quién le importa los chicos que hablan demasiado? Lo he visto todo ocurrir. Tu juego de amor se canceló. Así que vente, chica, vente por aquí, déjame ser el que te abrace. O sujete. Whichever one you prefer. All right, so, great song, by the way. I always say, siempre digo eso. Es que me gusta la música, ¿qué quieres que te diga? I'm not going to bring you any bad songs. Okay, maybe, si nos estamos riendo de la canción, sí. Pero hasta, you know, Vanilla Ice, is that bad, really? O cuando ponemos Ice Ice Baby, la gente se va a volver loca. So see what I mean? Like, is there really bad music? There's a time and place for everything. But I gotta say, this is, I'll give you a clue. It's a ballad. Una balada. It's a ballad. A rock ballad. For those of you guys who love the 80s with its super rock ballads, you know? All right, we've got some winners over here. Ladies and gentlemen, our top three in today's Name That Lyric, Omar, Jester, and Paloma. Excellent job. All right, well, the group is Mr. Big. So the name of the group is Mr. Big, and the name of the song is To Be With You. Estar contigo, to be with you. I know Jester, as a rocker, I know that you know this song, Jester. And I imagine all you rockers, especially those of you who liked hair bands. What is a hair band? Bueno, es un algo que pones en el pelo, pero también a hair band es un grupo ochentero, ¿no? Que era más importante su pelo que la música, en muchos casos. So, let's take a look at it. It's Mr. Big, To Be With You. Now, this is a beautiful love song, you know, and it has a true story, basado en hechos reales, based on a true story. The lead singer of Mr. Big, Eric Martin is his name. He wrote the song when he was a teenager. He was in around 16, 17 years old, he was in love. He was head over heels in love, right? Head over heels is super enamorado, right? Head over heels in love with this girl. And he remembers her name. It's Patricia Reynolds. So imagine being Patricia Reynolds. This song is dedicated to you, Patricia. And he was totally in love with her, so he wrote the song. But she was in the friend zone. See, when you're in the friend zone, it's hard to get that romantic thing going. And some people say, once you're in the friend zone, you don't leave the friend zone. You stay in the friend zone. So he was totally, una palabra que usamos, que seguro que os suena, he was enamored with her. Enamored? Enamorado? Yeah? Pues mira, no me lo estoy inventando. Aunque suena inventado, no lo es. He was enamored with Patricia Reynolds, and she was the perfect girl. Now, the question, did they end up together? No, they did not end up together. But hey, he got a song out of it, and she knows about the song, and they're friends now. In fact, I told you, once you're in the friend zone, you'll always be in the friend zone. So, and by the time he, you know, put the song down, because he wrote the lyrics when he was a teenager, but by the time he had, like, the rest of the song thought out, he said that he put out the song, or he finished the song, to impress his sister's girlfriends. O sea, todo para las chicas. This guy, obviously, Eric Martin, a hopeless lover over there. And, well, the song was placed on the album. It was the last song on their album, and they didn't think it was going to be a big hit, right? But Billy Sheehan, said that they love the song. So they did it. They put it on and thinking, well, you know, it's a nice song to end the record with, but we don't know if it's going to be big or not. And it ended up being probably their biggest hit to date, hasta la fecha. Mr. Big, To Be With You. I remember watching the video on MTV when I was a kid. It was on MTV. So let's take a look at the lyrics. He says, hold on, little girl. Espera, chica. Hold on. This is a good one to know. Hold on. Wait a second. Show me what he's done to you. Enséñame qué te ha hecho, right? She's suffering from a broken heart, it seems. And then he says, stand up, little girl. Ponte de pie, chiquilla. A broken heart can't be that bad. A broken heart can't be that bad. Un corazón roto no puede ser tan mal, right? When it's through, it's through. So when it's through, through is a través, no? But when we say something is through, it means it's finished. Are you through? Are you finished? Right? The class is through. It's another way of saying, this preposition is another way of saying that something is done, right? So when it's through, it's through. Cuando se ha acabado, no hay vuelta atrás. Fate will twist the both of you. Fate will twist the both of you. El destino. You can say fate or destiny, right? Fate is F-A-T-E. Fate will twist the both of you. Torcerá a ambos, no? So come on, baby. Come on. Vamos, chica. Come on over. Now, if you tell somebody, come over, buenísimo, es the phrasal verb, es vente a casa. Come over. I'll be here until 8 p.m. Come over. So he says, so come on, baby. Come on over. Vente por aquí. Vente a donde estoy yo. Let me be the one to show you. Deja que yo sea el que te enseña, ¿no? El amor, lo que es el amor de verdad. And then the chorus, estribillo, remember, is chorus. And he says, I'm the one who wants to be with you. Soy el que quiere estar contigo. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. En todo lo profundo, espero que lo sientes tú también. Right? Waiting on a line of, waiting on a line of greens and blues. So I'm thinking here, because I don't know what that means, greens and blues. But if I had to figure it out on my own, waiting on a line of greens, maybe green with envy, because there are other guys that she's interested in, and blues, maybe because está triste, tiene, right? Las melancolías, you know? So, yeah, waiting on a line of greens and blues, just to be the next to be with you. Solo por ser el próximo que va a estar contigo. He says, build up your confidence. To build up means to increment something, right? To build it up. Careful with the pronunciation there. It's not build. I've heard a lot of my students say build. It's not build. It's build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Así puedes estar encima, ¿no? Arriba, en todo lo alto. We looked at the word top in today's double trouble. Wake up, despierta. Who cares about little boys that talk too much? ¿A quién le importa chicos que hablan demasiado? I've seen it all go down. Lo he visto todo ocurrir. Right? To go down. What's going down? What's happening? Right? So what you can say what's going on or what's going down. And that means ¿qué está ocurriendo? I've seen it all go down. He visto todo pasar ocurrir. Your game of love was all rained out. Tu juego de... it comes from baseball, right? Because when a game is rained out, think about it. What does that mean? Ha llovido y tienen que cancelar el partido. So your game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to hold you. There's the chorus again. And, yeah, then he just repeats it one more time. So, it's pretty repetitive. I think you guys should be able to figure it out. No problem. Just grab the lyrics now. Go over to Google. Google To Be With You by Mr. Big. And let's sing it together. Nacho, ¿lo tienes ahí, no? Dámelo.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl.
A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate will twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you. I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of greens and blues just to be the next to be with you. Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the
everybody
one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of greens and blues just to be the next to be with you.
All right, folks, there you go. There you go. I'll leave the rest in your hands. As you know, we just look at a little excerpt, a little piece of the song. And as you know, if you want to get the second part, well, you got your own karaoke. All you do is go over to YouTube and you put in the name of the song and you put lyrics and voila. You've got your own karaoke set up at home. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot more to go, so let's keep things moving along. Right now, it's time for a section where we look at words that sound the same or not. It's called homophones.
Homophones. Homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Homophones.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name, and it's homophones. And well, as always, this is where we give you two words. I tell you the words in Spanish. So this, you got to know Spanish to participate in this section, or at least know how to use word reference. All right. So that's what I do. When I don't know the word in Spanish, I look it up. Right. All right. So what I want to know is, what are the two words I'm about to give you? And what do these two words have in common? No, no, this was a spelling bee. Me echo un lío. And do these two words sound the same or not? All right. Well, that's because a lot of our sections here have two different things that you have to do. So, all right. The first word is fruto o nuez. Now, this is a tough one because you're thinking nuez is nut, but no, this word starts with a K. Okay, the word starts with a K. It says fruto, nuez, avellana, almendra. Now, what I think of it as when I hear this is I think of the popcorn before it's popped, right? Those little seeds, they're not called seeds. They have a name, and that name starts with a K. All right, so that's the first word we're looking for. Okay, fruto, nuez, avellana, almendra, como yo digo, palomitas, sin popear. ¿Se dice popear? Bueno, ya sabes, sin reventar. All right, and the second word is coronel. Now, this is a position in the armed forces, right? This is a title you can get. I don't know too much about captains and, you know, admirals. I don't know too much about it, but this is a position in the armed forces. And in Spanish, the word is coronel. Coronel. All right. So the first word, a ver, es que, ¿cómo le llamas tú, Nacho, a eso de las palomitas que no se ha reventado? Las semillas. Los granos de maíz. Okay, pues es granos de maíz también. porque, como te digo, yo pienso en esta palabra y pienso en granos de maíz. All right? So eso es la primera palabra que empieza con K. La segunda palabra, que es coronel, os aviso ahora, empieza con C. So right there we have a discrepancy already. So let's see, guys. Let's go over to Twitter and see if our amigos have figured out today's homophone section. H. Veronica says, "To Be With You by Mr. Big." I love that song. I can't wait to sing. Awesome. I hope you were singing with us. Jaster says, "As a matter of fact, we used to do an acoustic cover of the song with yours truly on backing vocals." Oh, very cool. I knew it. I had a feeling. There's Omar. Omar participating in the homophone section. The homophones. Omar phones. All right, guys. We're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
¿Quieres clases de inglés o aprender inglés? Si quieres clases, pareceremos caros. Pero si quieres una solución de verdad, somos los más baratos. Es más, somos los únicos.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Siete por tres son 21, 8 por 5, 40, 9 por 7, 63, 4 por 6, 24. ¿A que me sé las tablas muy bien? ¿A que sí? Ahora bien, me las sé porque a los 9 años las repetí cientos de veces con la maestra en clase y con mi madre en casa. Después, a los 10 años, hice otros cientos de problemas aritméticos con la multiplicación y la división. Estuve 2 años consolidando un dominio y una agilidad con las dichosas tablas de multiplicar. Solo así pude después pasar al álgebra, a la geometría y finalmente al cálculo. Solo después. Yo, al igual que usted, tuve que someterme primero a la aburrida pero ineludible tarea de aprenderme las tablas. Para dominar el inglés pasa exactamente lo mismo. Sin embargo, aquí la gente quiere pasar al cálculo integral sin pasar por las tablas, saltando las tablas. Quiere llegar a un dominio en mi idioma sin la humilde y sistemática tarea de activar oralmente un ágil manejo de la estructura más básica, las tablas de multiplicar gramaticales. Lo hago, lo hice, lo haré, lo he hecho. Vete, no te vayas. Váyase, no se vaya. Dámelo, no me lo des. Comí, comiste, comieron. Comimos, comiste, comieron. Lo hice porque me dijeron que lo hiciera. Me senté porque me dijeron que me sentara. Estoy sentado porque me han dicho que me siente. No fumo porque me dijeron que no fumara. Lo voy a hacer porque me han dicho que lo haga. Y porque ayer me dijeron que lo hiciera. Oh, ¡wow! Yo podría seguir enumerando las miles de frases que repetí hace años para hacerme con vuestro idioma. La humildad y el trabajo elevado al cubo. Todo con la estructura más básica del idioma español. ¿Usted cree que puede llegar a dominar el inglés saltando esta necesidad? ¿Saltando las tablas? ¿Por qué la gente aquí casi siempre deambula por un nivel intermedio del inglés? Toda la vida. ¿Por qué? Porque no quieren pasar otros 2 años aprendiéndose las tablas, activando de verdad la gramática básica de mi idioma. Aquí en Vaughan, si usted se deja caer por aquí, estaremos detrás de usted para que se someta con humildad a la única prioridad de verdad para el dominio hablado de mi idioma, la agilidad absoluta con la base. Venga a vernos, apúntese a un curso con nosotros. Se sorprenderá al constatar que a pesar de lo pesado que es hacerse con el dominio y control de la base, uno se lo pasa de maravilla. ¿Y qué maravilla es esta? El profesor Vaughan y el método Vaughan.
y 9 años, les esperamos en todos los centros Vaughan de España.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0, and it is officially 12:02 on the dot, en punto, 12:02 on Thursday. Ready for it? Afternoon. That's right. It's not Thursday morning anymore. It's Thursday afternoon, and we've done so much, but we've got a lot still to go. So, Nacho, let's start where we need to start so we don't get mixed up here. Let's give them the say what soundbite for the fourth and final time. Guys, pay attention. This is your last chance.
I think what happens is that, you know, when you get something like MTV, it's like regular television. You know, you get it, and at first it's novel and it's brand new, and then you watch every channel, every show,
right.
And then you become a little more selective and more selective until ultimately you wind up with a radio.
All right, there you go, guys. That was your last chance. I'll give you a couple minutes to get it down. If you guys want to join H. Veronica and Mr. Houses as the two students who got it all. Great job, by the way, guys. I was taking a look at your answers during the break, and they looked pretty good in general. All right, now, we were looking at the homophone section of the show, and the first word was a word that, again, I look for myself in Spanish, and Nacho just told me a different word than the one on Word Reference. So that's why this is a little lesson. You can't always get your translations from the internet. It doesn't always. Most of the time, I'm going to give you 85% of the time you can. But then there's this part where the internet just doesn't do it justice, especially with idioms. You know, Google Translate doesn't understand tienes mala leche. You know what I mean? If you put that in Google Translate, it'll say, you have bad milk. So remember that. We want to try and avoid translating directly whenever possible, right? All right, so the first word, fruto, nuez, ¿cómo dijiste, lo llamaste, Nacho, de las palomitas? Grano de maíz, right? All right, well, that word in English is kernel. All right, and that is K-E-R-N-E-L, kernel, right? So popcorn kernels, right? K-E-R-N-E-L. Now, the second word is a position in the armed forces, and this is, in Spanish, coronel. In English, we say colonel. Now, it's an interesting one because we write it colonel. Like, o sea, está escrito como en español, colonel. Right? But in English, well, no como en español. En español es coronel. En inglés se escribe colon, como colón, colonel. Sin embargo, se pronuncia colonel. Colonel. Thank you, colonel. Remember, I don't know too much about the different positions in the armed forces. But you hear this one all the time in movies. You know, the police, the colonel, right? Colonel. It's a military rank. It's a title. It's a high-ranking officer, I imagine, right? So, colonel. So now, do these two words, now that we know how to pronounce both words, do these two words sound the same? All right, I'm going to say, el coronel tuvo una pepita de palomita, un grano de maíz en su diente. Okay, so the colonel had a popcorn kernel in his teeth. Kernel, kernel. Do they sound the same? Absolutely, guys. These are homophones. Just think of that sentence as however ridiculous it may be, and you'll never pronounce the word colonel, colonel. Because if you pronounce it the way it's written, you're going to get confused. It's colonel, right? But no one says that. They say colonel, colonel. It's one of those weird words that by looking at it, there's no way you're going to guess how it's said. So there it is. Write it down. Associate it with the other word, if it helps. And all right, well, I've got Jayster over here on Twitter participating in the Say What soundbite. So right now we've got a few different people who have gotten it, it seems, who have gotten it all right. So great job. But before we get back to that, I'll give you guys a little bit more time. I think we can take a look at a section where we learn English with movies. It's called Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. It's time for Name That Movie. Now, I've got to tell you something. If I had to guess the name of this movie in Spanish, I would never figure out what movie it was in English. So I'll tell you that right now. This is one of those translations that has nothing to do with the original title, which happens a lot. But it makes it hard to talk about movies without, you know, consulting IMDb. But all right, guys, well, here we go. You can tell us the name of the movie in English or in Spanish. It doesn't matter. In fact, it's funny because I have a WhatsApp group with the name of this movie, but I never associated that the name of this movie is the name of that WhatsApp group. Well, because in English, as I said, the movie has a totally different title. All right, so if you know what movie it is, you can tell us on Twitter. I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go. I'm talking about something important, like discipline and duty and honor and courage, and you ain't got none of it. Those words mean so much to a man who scrubs garbage cans. Look, if you don't want me in your army, kick me out, but get off my back. Maybe you'd like to take a swing at me. I'd like to take a big swing at you, Sarge. Well, go ahead and give it your best shot. I don't think I want to go to the stockade. I'll take my hat off. There we are, winger. Ain't no more drill, sergeant. It's just you and me, kid, man to man. So go ahead, give it your best shot. Swing at me, gutless punk. He swings. He says, I'm willing to forget this little incident. And I want you to think real hard about it. And maybe someday you'll understand what the hell I'm talking about. All right. So we heard the word Sarge in there. I imagine that's short for sergeant. There's a little clue for you. Sarge, sergeant, right? There's Joss participating in the Say What soundbite. Good job, Joss. So, as I said, it wasn't hard to understand, but it is a little bit lengthy, a little bit long. Right? There's a lot of words being said. All right, it looks like we've got a winner over here. Give it up for Omar. Omar is on fire today. I'm telling you, he is on fire. Well, not just today, every day, on fire. All right, so the movie in English is called Stripes. Stripes, Rayas. right? And I imagine it comes from the military stripes. When you are a general, an admiral, again, I don't know too much about the different positions, but when you are a decorated officer, you have stripes, literally, on your jacket, right? They have different medals and stripes that indicate your position. Again, I don't know very much about this because I'm not, never known too much about military stuff, you know? All right. So we've got also Jaster Omar and Jaster Guest, the movie. In English, it's called Stripes. In Spanish, you ready? El Pelotón Chiflado. The Wacky Platoon. The crazy platoon. Now, the word pelotón in English is platoon, which is another great movie, by the way. Not a comedy like this one. This is a movie starring Bill Murray, as you say, Bill Murray, and, well, Harold Ramis. And they enlist in the military, and they're a bunch of slackers, vagos. They're a bunch of slackers, and they decide to, you know, try and get their act together, get their shit together. You know, it means get serious, you know. And, well, you can just imagine what happens. Just the fact that Bill Murray is the lead. You know, right? You know it's going to be comedy. It's going to be tons of laughs. Now, this is an old school movie. It's one of those 80s movies. Came out, in fact, in the early 80s, in 1981. All right? So in English, Stripes. In Spanish, El Pelotón Chiflado, The Wacky Platoon. All right. So the sergeant, Sergeant Hulka, me encanta que le ponen el nombre Hulk ahí. Sergeant Hulka says, I'm talking about something important. Estoy hablando de algo importante, he says. Like discipline, right? Discipline. And duty. Duty es deber, ¿no? El llamamiento del deber, call of duty, right? And honor, right? Honor, fijaos en la pronunciación, no es honor, it's honor. And courage. Di esto conmigo, coraje, courage, right? And he says, and you, now this is the sergeant, the drill sergeant. A drill is un taladro, but a drill sergeant is el que hace los ejercicios contigo. Everybody up, 10 push-ups, get down, let's go. The famous ones you see yelling at everyone in the movies, you know? So it's his drill sergeant, and he's saying, you need discipline, duty, honor, courage. He says, and you ain't got none of it. Y tú no tienes nada de eso. And then John Winger, played by Bill Murray, says those words mean so much to a man who scrubs garbage cans. Now, scrub is frotar, limpiar. Esas palabras tienen tanto significado para un hombre que limpia latas de basura, ¿no? He says, look, if you don't want me in your army, si no me quieres en tu ejército, kick me out, right? Échame. To kick someone out is echarle. He says, but get off my back. Quítate de encima. Get off my back, he says. And then the sergeant says, maybe you'd like to take a swing at me. To take a swing at someone is to punch them. So he challenges him. He says, maybe you'd like to take a swing at me. And then John says, I'd like to take a big swing at you, Sarge. Sí, sí, un gran golpe me gustaría darte, sargento, Sarge. He says, well, go ahead. Adelante, go ahead and give it your best shot. Dale tu mejor intento. Give it your best shot. And he goes, I don't think I want to go to the stockade. And the stockade is the prison in the army, right? So no quiero que me metan en the stockade, the army prison, really. And the sergeant says, I'll take my hat off. Me quito el gorro. He goes, there we are. Ahí tienes. There we are, Winger. Ain't no more drill sergeant. Ya no soy tu sargento. He says, it's just you and me, kid. Tú y yo. Man to man. So go ahead, adelante, give it your best shot. Swing at me. Swing at me is dame un puñetazo, si, no? Swing. And he says, gutless punk. Punk is como chulillo, and gutless is sin agallas, right? If you are gutless, a gutless punk, right? Gutless punk. And then what happens was, I'll read you the stage direction, because we can learn a lot from that. Winger fakes, o sea, finge, then tries to hit the sergeant, who ducks, que se agacha, and punches Winger in the stomach, dropping him to his knees, gasping for breath. O sea, que aprendemos más del stage direction que las propias palabras de la película. So there it is, folks. It's El Pelotón Chiflado, or in English, as we call it, Stripes, starring Bill Murray. And now we learned two today. We learned sergeant. We learned colonel. I don't know what other ranks there are in the military, but hey, that's enough for today. All right. We also need to solve our say what soundbite, my amigos. And well, this was David Lee Roth. If you guys, you rockers will definitely know who he is. David Lee Roth. And, he's the lead singer. He was the lead singer of Van Halen and now he is again. So he wasn't, then he is, and then back again. And he also had a solo career as well. He was very big in the early days of MTV. Because his videos were like little movies. He really knew how to play to the camera. In fact, he's got a radio show and all that stuff. It's David Lee Roth. They used to call him Diamond Dave. Porque brillaba, right? Diamond Dave. And you guys know him. If you've heard the song, Might As Well Jump, Jump by Van Halen. No, that's him singing. Eso es él diciendo, salta, jump. Might as well jump. Ya que estamos, salta. So this is David Lee Roth. They're asking him about MTV and what he thinks about MTV because, well, MTV helped catapult his career and Van Halen's career. But that doesn't mean he was a fan of it. And this is what he says. He says, I think what happens is that, you know, when you get something like MTV, cuando tienes algo como MTV, it's like regular television. Es como la tele normal. You know, you get it, lo pillas. At first, it's novel. Es una novedad. It's novel and it's brand new. Yes, nuevísimo. He goes, and then you watch every channel, every show, and then you become more selective and more selective until ultimately you wind up with the radio. Acabas escuchando la radio. So that was his comment about MTV, that just like everything, it loses its flavor pretty quickly. And, you know, so you're like, okay, well, MTV used to have 10 videos an hour. Now they only have 6. I'm going to find something else. And that's where he says he turns to his radio. He says, ultimately, you wind up with, acabas con tu radio. So let's hear it. This is David Lee Roth talking about how much he loves his radio and, well, thinks MTV is a little repetitive.
I think what happens is that, you know, when you get something like MTV, it's like regular television. You know, you get it, and at first it's novel and it's brand mm-hmm. new, and then you watch every channel, every show,
right.
And then you become a little more selective and more selective until ultimately you wind up with a radio.
That's right, amigos. It's Famous Birthdays on the Show with No Name. And this is 1960, our first birthday boy born today in 1960. What does he do? ¿A qué se dedica? He's an American singer, songwriter. He's worked through many decades, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, both as a solo artist and as a member of various bands. In fact, his most prominent success was as the frontman, or the frontman or the lead singer, son sinónimos, the frontman or the lead singer of the hard rock band Mr. Big, which is a super group that currently, I think they're reunited or they got back together recently. And, well, they had a couple different songs, but their number one song, which was on MTV all the time and just was a great song. And I think still is a beautiful song. It's one of these songs that I think is timeless. It's a ballad. It's called To Be With You. And if you guys were paying attention earlier in the show, then you'll know that that was today's Name That Lyric. And then if you'll remember even more, you'll see that I told you the guy who wrote the song wrote it when he was a teenager. That's the guy whose birthday it is. So I already said this guy's name about an hour ago or so. So the lead singer of Mr. Big and many other projects along with his own solo projects. All right. That is number one. Number two, this guy was born in 1954. 1954. Another singer, songwriter, and producer, best known as the lead singer of the hard rock band Van Halen. He was originally with the band from 74 to 85. This is 19, for those of you who don't know, 1974 to 1985. And then again from 2006 onwards. En hacia adelante, right? 2006. So he's also known as a successful solo artist as well. He's put out his own albums. He's put out albums with, as I said, Van Halen as well. And this guy was just a personality, you know, a character, un personaje, right? Well, a lot of people said that even though, of course, Van Halen's music obviously is excellent, that a lot of the reason, too, that younger people and people started paying attention was because, well, this guy and his antics, sus payasadas. The band, they didn't really have the same view on things. They weren't on the same page. In fact, David Lee Roth, I just told you his name. Fuck. Es difícil, eh? It's hard not to say the name. Well, this guy, si no estás prestando atención, pues. Bueno, pero todavía hay otro sin decir, so you shouldn't say it yet. They had a difference of opinion in which direction they wanted Van Halen to go. ¿Y quién gana ese argumento? Pues los otros dos de Van Halen, que tienen el apellido Van Halen. Es como venir a Vaughn ahora y decirle a Richard, no, vamos a hacer esto. He's like, yeah, look at the wall. That's my name, right? Okay, good. We'll make the decisions here. You can leave the band, and the band will continue doing what we think the band should do, right? Now, years later, and I imagine for money, for commercial reasons, they buried the hatchet. Enterraron el hacha. This is a great expression, to bury the hatchet. And as I said, from 2006 onwards, he joined them again. And in 2012, he released his comeback album with Van Halen. I haven't heard it. Have you guys heard it? It's called A Different Kind of Truth. What do you think? Is it good? Do you recommend it? In 2007, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Van Halen. All right, so that is number two. And last but not least in today's famous birthdays, this person was born in 1973, an American actor, television personality. He's been on Broadway, Dancing with the Stars, X Factor, all these kind of reality game shows, you know, these talent reality shows that are very popular now. X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, too many of them now. So there's a saturation of this kind of show on the air, reality TV in general, but then reality TV / talent show as well. But his most notable role, I think the role where everybody knows him for, is he played A.C. Slater on Saved by the Bell, Salvados por la Campana. I think you called it the same thing. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. So, yeah, he was A.C. Slater. I remember I identified with him because I was a wrestler. Yo hacía la lucha libre, el pressing catch, no sé cómo lo llamáis, el cole, no el de vestirte con capa y esto, you know. So I was a wrestler, and I identified with his character because he was a wrestler. So, hey. So it's funny. I never identified with Zach. Es que era demasiado guapo para identificar con él. You know, Zach. Zach era el rubito, ¿no? And Saved by the Bell. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. Gotta love that one. Let's see. Bala Negra, Almería, also figured out today's Say What soundbite. Great job. Orlando says, hi, Alberto. I'm Orlando from Barranquilla, Colombia. Great show. Thank you so much for tuning in, Orlando. That's awesome. Thank you. Barranquilla, Colombia. I would love to visit Colombia one year. We'll see if that happens, or if it's just a pipe dream, right? A pipe dream is un sueño que nunca va a pasar, ¿no? Y os dejamos con esa palabra hoy. Pipe, como pipa, tubería realmente. A pipe dream. It's a dream that, yeah, one day I'm going to go out with Sofia Vergara. Yeah, that's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. Alberto. De hecho, la gente te dice, ahí, te enseño este phrasal verb, dream on. Sigue soñando, mi amigo. Dream on. It's never going to happen. All right, let's see the people who have figured out today's famous birthdays. Omar, Jester, H. Veronica. Excellent job. Number one is Eric Martin from the group Mr. Big. I'm the one who wants to be with... You know him. Number two, Diamond Dave, or David Lee Roth, from Van Halen. And last but not least, Mario Lopez Jr. Y bueno, salvados por la campana. Ahora toca así, hablando de... All right, guys, you're saved by the bell. No more challenges today. But you got Ximena coming up next. She's going to have a great show planned for you. I know it for a fact. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye. I know I'm in a mess and my dog ate all my homework last night. Right below on my chair and she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Las clases de inglés organizadas en las empresas no funcionan. Las empresas tiran el dinero. Llevo 45 años observando este fenómeno y todavía me asombra la capacidad que tienen las empresas para invertir dinero y tiempo de sus empleados a cambio de nada.